Czech governments have been running chronic budget deficits for many, many years. Team of leading experts has now presented a blueprint called Smarter Taxes. Petr Jánský from the Center for Public Finance at Charles University says a political willingness might be found to change this persistent trend if only a more nuanced approach were adopted.
Je možné zvýšit výběr daní, a nemusí to být nutně zvyšováním sazeb, ale je možné udělat ten systém.
It is possible to increase tax revenues, and it doesn't necessarily have to be by raising rates, but it is possible to make the system better in a way that will limit economic activity less, that will undermine growth less. But I think realistically, it is also necessary to increase revenues. When I see our overall political debate, then simply the way forward is to destigmatize tax increases and really let's raise taxes in a mild as possible way, but raise them.
But Jánský adds that governments rarely balance both sides of the ledger at once.
Vlády mají měnit výdaje a
governments are supposed to change expenditures and revenues, but it seems to me that this happens separately. That here we decide to spend more on something or we reduce taxes, but we forget about the health of public finances at that given moment, and then we don't think through the spending on teachers or defense spending, where we will get the revenues for that. Or conversely, when we lower taxes, we don't figure out which other taxes we will raise or which expenditures we will cut.
Another economist, Daniel Munich of the Center for Economic Research and Graduate Education, Economics Institute, warns that the abolition of the so-called super gross wage, a system where employees were taxed not only on their salary but also on the employer's social contributions, has left a massive hole in public finances that any new cabinet will have to address.
Před každou další vládou bude v důsledku zrušení superhrubé mzdy stát obrovský problém a potřeba.
Every future government will, as a result of the abolition of the super gross wage, face a huge problem and the need to consolidate public budgets quickly. Parametrically, that means systematically. Either the governments will do it, but then for half of their electoral term they will basically be doing nothing else, because I know how difficult it is politically to agree, propose, push through. And then they will no longer have time for the systemic reforms that would support long-term economic growth. Or the wheel will spin out of control again, I mean the expenditure budget wheel, but then we will get to a level of indebtedness and deficit size where much more draconian measures will have to come, regardless of whether someone likes it or not.
What needs to change too is often a simplistic approach to government long-term investment, which has been over-concentrated on physical infrastructure.
Do investic nepatří jenom beton, železo, ale patří tam například i školství a věda.
Investments don't only mean concrete and steel, but they also include, for example, education and science, and they also include a well-functioning state apparatus. And if these things don't work, including the state apparatus, then we can say goodbye to higher long-term growth and therefore to the vision that we could borrow and everyone would benefit from it.
And finally, Helena Horská, chief economist at Raiffeisen Bank, insists that the Smarter Taxes study must be read as a whole, not cherry-picked for convenient ideas.
Důležité je, a to je to podstata, že máme komplexní a hlavně propočítaný návrh.
The important thing is, and that is the essence, that we have a comprehensive and above all a calculated proposal. I think that every responsible politician should really chew through the study or ideally read it themselves. It is 200 pages, it can be read. I think every politician can manage it, and if not, then they should not be a politician, and they should look at what the proposal really sets out comprehensively. Because you cannot pick out from the proposal individual things that may be liked by someone and other things disliked by others, because the proposal is truly comprehensive and fits together. The point is that, for example, this study proposes reducing the taxation of labor, which we have often spoken about here in this program, and not only in this program, and above all the taxation of low-income labor, and on the other hand, raising taxation of, for example, consumption, but also property.
So, three voices of economists, one message. The Czechia's tax system is overdue for systemic reform. Less burden on work, more on consumption and property, and investment in people and institutions. The only question now is whether politicians will listen.